Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First down and 10 at the Dallas 37. White back to throw. Pumps. Wants deep. Right side underthrown. Intercepted. At the 35-yard line of Los Angeles.
We are 1 hour away from our first ever crosstalk with Ben and Skin. So Ben and Skin, our new midday show from 10 to 2, the G-Bag Nation from 7 to 11. They've been moved to over, no, I'm kidding, 2 to 7. 2 to 7, KNC from 7 to 11, Ben and Skin, 940 crosstalk. And they'll be taking over midday starting today on the home of America's team, Sean and RJ, along with Roy, on the road. Stop by, grab some show and Tolo stickers at the Men's Tea Clinic in Grapevine. We're here till 10 on the access road on the northeast corner of William D. Tate and 114, and we have a $25 tea test for the Tolos. If you haven't been feeling yourself tired and you're looking to get back to being you, come get your levels checked. It's a $25 special today for the Tolos here in Grapevine or Addison, the Colony of Castle Hills, Frisco McKinney location as well. All right, let's get to the ratings. How football starved is the Metroplex? Saturday night, Cowboys Rams on Channel 11. Mm-hmm. What do you want to guess, Roy? A normal Cowboy game throughout the season, what, gets like a 25%?
At least.
What do you want to guess, Sean?
I asked you first. Toss it to you.
You did. I will then go with a, you know, what's a reasonable expectation? I'll go with like an 18-1.
A 9 p.m. start.
Oh, good call. Okay.
I'm going to go with
I'll say with an 18-1.
I'll go with a 16.
16, and then you had an 18-1.
18.
Yeah, that's a late start, 9 p.m. and
that
on
is a
Saturday night.
Very
it's probably going to end up coming at like 14.
Well, the good news is it, I don't know if this is good news, it peaked when the starters were in.
Nope, that's okay. Nice.
At an 11.1.
Oh.
The rating was a 9.3.
Man.
Now, I remember when Cowboy preseason games got 22s.
Really?
Back in the Big Bill days. But now there was less
protection, guys played.
Guys played, but also you're talking there was less things to do, like less things to watch. You didn't have Netflix and Roku and Hulu and all that.
So it got a 9.
Got a 9.3.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Now, and yesterday, the Saints and Chargers game was on CBS.
Taysom Hill.
Yep. Do you want to guess or you want me to just give it
Just give
you?
It.
1.8.
Okay.
Beaten soundly by the PGA Tour.
Oh, my gosh.
The BMW Championship, which was not a runaway. Just Thomas won by 3 shots. JT, as we call him. BMW, that got a 2.4, peaked at a 2.9.
Dang!
I think what we're finding out is the only people left with regular television are people that watch golf.
Do you have Roy's soccer comparison, his EPL comparison?
Yeah, I also have Rangers. So the Rangers game yesterday, I'll let you guess this one.
All right, the Rangers get a 0.6.
1.3, peaked at a 1.7.
Dang!
The 0.6 was Saturday's EPL game.
Okay.
Saturday morning at 9 a.m., right?
0.6, peaked at a 0.7.
Okay.
All right.
Is that 9 a.m.? Or was that the 6:30 start time?
How would we know?
I don't have the schedule.
You should
like
have
we
that.
Watched
for the Hot Spurs against the PSG Rangers.
Man City, that was a huge game.
P.F. Chang's. Are you surprised by the Cowboy rating?
I'm stunned. Stunned.
Yeah, that's an embarrassingly low number. You talked about you remembering 22s. We're not a year or two removed from like 14s and 15s. And this is the second game. The only two preseason games that even matter, it seemed like, before the season were 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys used 2 last year as a dress rehearsal. They didn't even play everybody in 3. They're going to do that this year because guys are coming back with some health issues. But The NFL will have to address this in 2 years. I still hope they go with an 18-game season.
It's evident to me that the loud Hawaiian shirts worn by Moose and Bill Jones.
Those were great shirts. Those were Cowboys those distributed
awesome.
Shirts.
No, they were, but I think they turned some people off. I liked them. I'd have worn one. I know Dale Hansen would have worn one.
Yeah.
But for sure, I'd have worn one.
All right, so it was a round of 10.
Uh-huh.
And I don't blame anyone for not watching.
No, you look, here's what I'm surprised at.
Maybe the radio rating was just through the roof
right.
high.
Here's what I'm surprised at, that the opening of the game was not higher when the starters were in. All right, if you want to say that...
9 o'clock.
On a Saturday, though. It's not like it was on a Monday.
I know, but besides you, I mean, maybe they don't. I assume people have more to do on a Saturday than what you do.
You were
researching Starbucks locations to kindly bring us
yes.
drinks this morning on a Saturday night.
I think there's. You go around your neighborhood on a Saturday night, 9 o'clock. Everyone's home.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
You're out. Like you go around my neighborhood on a Saturday night, everyone's home.
Right.
For what you know, what's for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Let's.
A couple people point out from the 737. Don't forget about the UFC. The UFC fights might have taken away from the Cowboys game. They were,
Nate Diaz, they were in that
same late night. It was Nate Diaz was fighting.
What channel was that on?
It was Stipe Miocic and Daniel Cormier, the former.
He lost, right, Cormier?
Yeah, Cormier got knocked out. So that was the John Bones Jones who was celebrating that victory. He said he was going to have a nice glass of wine after watching the fights that he thoroughly enjoyed. So a couple people on the fan text. Pointing that out.
I want a pay-per-view.
Bones putting that wine because he can't drink anything straight, apparently.
Probably snorted it.
Let's get to Sean McVay sideline audio. This is kind of cool. The NFL Network tossed it down to Sean McVay. They mic'd him up during the Cowboy preseason game, and he decided to do some play-by-play of what he was seeing. I want you, Roy, to maybe come up with a Jason Garrett simulation if they had Jason mic'd up. Here's Sean McVay. From Saturday night.
Hi, Coach.
How are we doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It depends on how we do on this first down, man. It looks like we got a 3-deep, 4-underneath structure right here. Let's see how we do. We've been good on these early downs after that first drive. So
you want to call the play?
Well, let's see what the offense is doing. We got short motion to slot. Looks like it might be a little bluff. Stutter action. Ooh. Great job by Dakota Allen right there, man. He recognized the guard pulled downhill. That's what you loved about him from Texas Tech. That's a big-time stop. Split safety match coverage for us. Great job by Darius Williams, man. He just keeps showing up. That's a great play right there, man. Third down and 13 is not a play, not a down as an offensive coach. I'll let you call those plays, Andrew.
No. What are you and Joe Barry and Wade Phillips going to call defensively here?
You know what? I think we'll probably play a zone, keep things in front of us with single high. If I was on the headset, I could tell you exactly, but I'm talking to you guys. All right, we went split safety match. All right, looks like we're going to get a hold from Oboe, though. Draw through the holding call so it'll back him up. It's good. Great job, man. Anytime you can do that, we're in good shape.
And that's Cody McElroy.
Hey, no buzz now.
Offense, number 65. 10-yard penalty. Third down.
You hear that, Joe? Let's see if we can get off the grass here. Third down and 23. Keep things in front of us and get the ball back to the offense. A little buzz structure for us. Top it down, Troy Reader. Getting 11 hats to the ball. Good job right there. That's good, though. Force it back inside. Good job right there.
Hey, you're pretty good at this, Sean. You sure you don't want to stick around and do this when the offense is on the field?
I'll do it with the offense, too.
Really?
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Shane, all right.
We'll critique Shane Waldron's play calling.
There it is. From the NFL Network.
Man.
Now, how do you think, if they toss it to the other sideline, Jay Jeezy would sound?
Well, he's certainly not going to be as specific as that. Calling out like coverages and formations. Let's get a look at the offense here. It looks like Dak's going to be in a shotgun. Zeke to his right. And we're going to snap it, and we're just going to go ahead and go. We're just going to run hard, and we're going to try hard, and we're going to work at all three phases. There's the defense doing some things. They're doing some things I like, and they're doing some things I don't like. And we're certainly going to try to clean that up after the game. Can't talk about what's going on right now because I'd hate for you to understand anything at all of my mindset and how I evaluate plays. But just know that the defense has done some good things, and there's also some things we'd like to clean up.
There you go.
Anyone else think it's a little bit of a conflict of interest that Andrew Siciliano's doing Rams preseason games all preseason long?
Why?
Because he's with the NFL Network. Because he's
why would that be a conflict of interest?
He's go to a broadcaster forum on the message board to bring that up. No one gives a rat's ass.
I think he's going to go too much.
Andrew Siciliano's broadcast ethics.
I mean, I just throw that out there.
I wasn't the only one to come.
I saw people tweet about it.
We'll have to watch NFL Red Zone to see if there's a significant ramp slant from Siciliano.
Conflict of interest.
I didn't know if he was doing play by play or were they going around the league.
No, that wasn't that was Rams play by play.
You got an opinion about Mina Kimes being on the broadcast, right, too?
Nobody knows who she is.
Nobody cares about any of it.
Nobody's ever heard of her.
Roy, give us a little fantasy football preview slash update for the Cowboys getting drafted.
Well, so I held a draft yesterday, involved in my first fantasy draft of the year, and this is
one of eight?
Yeah, several. This is
bailing on ours.
I haven't bailed. I'm still going to be setting it up. Thank you for that. But we got a schedule, and I don't want to be in charge of all that. Had our first draft, and this is really early. I don't recommend people drafting at this time, but we had some scheduling complications, so we had to do it. And because of that, you have to factor in, where do you guys think Ezekiel Elliott went in the first round? Okay?
How many teams?
12-team league.
He went top five?
It's DFW league. He went number two.
Okay. The first pick, Saquon. The second pick, Alvin Kamara. The third pick, Christian McCaffrey. I was pick number four.
Ooh.
And I took Zeke.
Okay.
Yeah. Without knowing anything further.
You're going to be more than fine.
I had to balance the weight of, you know, did I like him or David Johnson and who's going to get more work. However, I did not get Tony Pollard as a backup plan.
Ooh.
Where do you think Tony Pollard went?
Did he go after Alfred Morris?
Alfred Morris was not drafted.
Tony Pollard
go
went
get Alfred Morris. Broadus thinks it's going to be 3-1, Morris to Pollard carries, if Zeke's not there. Tony Pollard, where'd he go? Just tell us.
Eighth round.
Okay.
He was the fourth Cowboy selected in the draft.
Did number four get picked?
Number four did get picked. Would you like to know what round and number quarterback he was? He was drafted in the 13th round. That is three rounds before the end of the draft. And remember, the last two are defense and kicker. And he was the 16th quarterback selected in fantasy.
KT? I know you're in the room.
It's fantasy.
I know you're in the room preparing, KT. You hear that?
How many years was Tommy Boy picked after like the 10th? It was. I mean, there was a lot of years. Where
Tom Brady not drafted in this league, by the way.
What?
Tom Brady was not drafted in fantasy. So Dak Prescott got taken. Tom Brady was not taken. Also, seven Cowboys in total were drafted. Zeke, Cooper, Gallup, Pollard, Dak, Cobb.
Tell me someone drafted Witten.
And the Cowboys defense.
Okay. Right. I was about to say.
Which is a respectable selection.
No Brett Maher.
No Maher.
No Maher.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.